Thornton's three supervisors of the checklist, Mary Pelchat, Cindy McCauley, and Gloria Kimball, say this year's presidential primary is going to be exhausting.
It's just been a crazy year.
And I work in the town office in another town, and their supervisors are just as nuts as we are.
It's wicked.
Yeah, it's always in the back of my mind.
Why is it wicked?
We don't want to be responsible for any recounts.
We don't want to do a coin flip either.
That town. It's their fault.
Every 4 years.
That's why we bring up
it's awful.
On primary day, Pelchat explains, the supervisor's main job is to oversee Thornton's checklist of 1,700 registered voters.
We prepare the checklist, keeping up on all the law changes. And then as people come in, you know, registering them to vote if they're not registered or checking them in, making sure that they're on the checklist if they're not.
After the polls close, historically, the supervisors have helped hand count the ballots. But not this year, town administrator Tammy Beaulieu says.
Okay, so the town of Thornton in the past has always used the original ballot box. So this year, the town decided to purchase a tabulator because there's been meetings, especially during presidential years, where the selectmen have been here till 1:30 in the morning, as well as the moderator and the supervisors.
But as town clerk Brooke Rose explains, that original ballot box, in continual use in Thornton since the 1892 presidential election between Grover Cleveland and Benjamin Harrison, won't be fully retired.
And we'll use it as a backup if the tabulator were to break down, which we know that that won't happen. But we still have it.
Going the tabulator route takes a bit of training. Mike Carlson, the tabulator vendor from LHS Associates, arrives to begin the state-mandated tabulator test.
This is called the logic and accuracy test. It's to mark the ballots logically and accurately, so when we pass them through the tabulator, we prove that the tabulator is reading the ballots as marked correctly.
Carlson hands town moderator Bob Gannett a stack of 100 ballots.
These are the testers that they have provided for each town in New Hampshire that's using the tabulator.
50 Republican ballots, 50 Democrat. For the test, each of the test ballots will be marked and tracked by moderator Gannett and supervisor Gloria Kimball.
Vermin Supreme. I like that name.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice name. I got to find it again there. Vermin. Got him.
Up toward the top. Brock Hutton.
When done, Carlson collects up the hand-marked ballots, and everyone gathers around the tabulator, a bland typewriter-sized scanner locked on top of the black, trash barrel-like ballot receptacle.
So now it's just a process, Bob, of just pouring the ballots through.
Okay. One at a time.
One at a time.
This beats my day job.
Of course, this is what the voters are going to do. They're going to be processing their own ballot in the same way that Bob's processing his.
After the ballots have been sent through the tabulator, moderator Gannett presses a series of buttons to request the tabulator's final tallies.
I'm so happy we don't have to count ballots anymore. Hand count.
Moderator Gannett then reads off the tabulator's tallies as Town Clerk Rose verifies the numbers against the actual ballot counts.
Okay. O'Donnell is 4. Sanders is 16. Supreme is 8. I'm 4 write-ins.
Perfect.
All right, so we verified the tape as it read the ballots and the way you guys marked and tallied. Yeah.
Though the test was 100% accurate, Mike Carlson reminds them that any problem with the tabulator can always be solved the old-fashioned way.
So if these numbers aren't in sync to what you want to see, then it's just taking the paper ballots and physically looking at each one to find out where the error is.
Okay.
That's all you need to do.
Hand counting is what he means. And just like the old voting box on standby in the closet, the ways and means of 1892 won't be all that far away. For NHBR, I'm Sean Hurley.